Puro stood at the edge of the camp, her eyes fixed on the horizon where the land of her birth lay buried under a new name. Around her, the air was thick with the wails of women who had lost everything, yet her own throat was dry, her heart a parched well. When the repatriation officials approached with their clipboards, ready to restore the displaced to their rightful families, Puro did not move. "Your name, sister?" the official asked, his eyes never leaving his ledger. "Your village? We have word that your brothers are waiting at the station to take you back." Puro let out a laugh that sounded like the snapping of dry twigs. "My brothers? The ones who closed their doors when the winds changed? The ones who decided a woman's life is only worth the soil she stands on?" The official looked up then, startled by the bite in her voice. "It is for your honor, Bibi. The government is only trying to protect you."
"Protect me?"
Puro stepped forward, her shadow falling long and sharp across his paperwork. "You cannot save what you have already discarded. My honor is not in a village that fears my return, nor is it in a ledger in your hand. My honor is in my own 2 feet, which have walked through the fire you all lit. Tell my brothers that Puro died the day they forgot her face. The woman standing here belongs to no one but herself.